What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Observe and Report, a dark comedy from the director, Jody Hill, who's done Eastbound and Down, Fist Foot Way, starring Seth Rogen, Anna Faris, Ray Liotta. Basically, Paul Blart Mall Cop smashed together with Taxi Driver. A dark comedy that I hadn't seen in a long time. I used to do a segment on the Inspired Disorder podcast called The Ultimate Movie Championship with my co-host Keith Spurlock. We'd go to Flick Chart, and it would give us two movies, and we would have to somehow try and decide on which of the two movies should be on our list, our ultimate list, and which one is better. So it made for a lot of good, fun arguments about movies. And Observe and Report was one of those movies that came up a bunch of times that I remember enjoying, right? Dark comedy, but always wanted to revisit it because it was like, I don't know, I'd only seen it once, I think. And I remember having a certain feeling, even though there's basically rape in the movie. It would 100% be considered rape in college. But it's like one of those kind of weird gray areas where it definitely looked like he was raping her, but then she got mad when he stopped. He like realized that she passed out, and then she was, so it's like maybe that was the little, I don't know. It's very questionable, it's a bad situation to be in anyway, having sex with a woman that's clearly thrown up on the pillow. But it's a dark comedy, man. It's a dark comedy. And you kind of know that going. I mean, you kind of, if you're familiar with Eastbound and Down or Fist Foot Way or any Jody Hill stuff, you understand the kind of the tone. It's going to be like kind of, I don't give a shit. Here's like some just degenerates doing shitty things. And Seth Rogen, so he's like the main mall security guy. And there's a streaker that's going around, showing him everybody is, you know, is this fat streaker, showing him his tiny little dick. And so that's going on. Somebody's starting to rob stores. So there's these things. Ray Liotta's the cop gets called in, and there's a big battle, at least in the head of Seth Rogen's character, that, you know, he's going to show Ray Liotta, you know, that he's going to be worthy of being a police officer himself by cracking down. And it's like, it's weird. It's not weird. It's interesting because Seth Rogen's character plays kind of the, like, I know so many people online that have this. They're like the gun rights activist people, the NRA people, where, you know, they assume that everybody that has access to a gun has the same like mental fortitude as them. That like everybody is quite like, everybody's going to be a responsible gun owner just because you're a responsible gun owner. Like everybody has to be, like, you have to assume everybody's a responsible gun owner so everybody can have a gun. That seems pretty ridiculous. But there's a lot of people that, you know, believe that everybody is competent enough to just own a gun and just be able to use it. You know, I'm not even talking about what kinds of guns, but it's just in general. Like, I don't think it's my life. I value a little bit more than somebody's ability to point a device at me and curl their finger, right? Because that's all it takes for somebody that owns a gun assuming they can load it and it's not in safety. Like, there's a few hurdles, I suppose. But, you know, once you own something, you have time to figure out how it all works. So assuming that an idiot goes and gets a gun and they figure out how it works and they don't like me and they think maybe the God or the devil tells them to kill me or like their parakeet or whatever it is, and they want to end my life, they can do it just by pointing the device and curling. Like, my life is worth more to me than some idiot's ability to curl their finger in my direction. So Seth Rogen has the capabilities of buying these guns, and he's kind of this overzealous, you know, this is kind of the Taxi Driver part where he wants to just wash the filth away. And he has, you know, heavily armed mall security guard, you know, let alone like, it's like, this is so much of like, this is how, you know, what if there's a Seth Rogen type in a school where there's this teacher that's like, yes, I am Rambo. Finally, I can bring guns into school. And they're just overly paranoid about stuff. And, you know, then you start getting teachers shooting kids. That's going to be the next evolution. Like, let's put more guns in a situation where there should be zero guns. But this is a... I mean, it's I enjoy the movie for the darkness of it. I enjoy dark comedy, you know? And, you know, fucked up. There's definitely more fucked up movies than this, but this is definitely, like, what happens when somebody who's... I mean, and the character Seth plays is bipolar and has problems and is on meds, but then goes off of his meds and things escalate. So it's almost like The Shining, but it's as if... the lead character stopped taking his meds, which I don't even know if that's part of the story or not for The Shining, where and that's why he goes crazy. That would, aside from just being locked away in a hotel for days and days and days on end during the winter in Colorado. I think it's in Colorado. But yeah, so it's a fun movie, man. It's fun. Ray Liotta's amazing. He's, you know, perfect role for him to play, just kind of grizzled cop vet that doesn't want to take any shit from this idiot that's a mall security guard. And the other security guard people are funny. It's, if you haven't seen it, go out and watch it. Or don't go out and watch it. I think it's on Netflix right now is how I watched it. But it's not, it's one of those movies where I can't imagine it coming out right now. I mean, I guess it could, I don't know, I can't think of any movie, like just the climate of Me Too, especially with that scene that's in it, where it's, you know, depending on the definition of rape nowadays, like, you know, it's a very questionable gray area from a guy who's like, it's kind of weird too, because his whole just inability to communicate with women, and you know, he has no experience clearly at like talking and conversation and actually getting to know somebody and seeing if they're attracted, instead of like he very much like how I was at like 7 or 8 or whatever when I had a crush on a girl and just would go way too overboard. Like, there are things when I was a kid, like just, you know, being in love, infatuated with this girl, it's finally paying. Like, I was a fat kid, just a loner, very, took me a long time to kind of understand humans, and because I was locked away, you know, I didn't have a lot of exposure to a lot of different people, so I was inexperienced, but still, it's like I was like young, you know, it's kind of, you can get away with being like stalkerish in a way when you were young. I mean, it was a lot harder to stalk somebody when you were young, that's for sure. It's not like you had the internet, and not that stalking is what I was doing, but if I had access like to the internet back then, I would probably have used it for, because of my insecurities, like just, oh my god, she's like somebody else, who did she like? I'd have to like know everything, because I had just no experience doing, I'd be the person that's doing all the studying and all the preparation without ever actually trying to take a step. Like, I'm going to research and do everything without actually putting things into practice, and just getting used to putting things into practice, because getting used to putting things into practice is how you get better at doing things and get comfortable doing things. And, you know, it's like, you know, Seth Rogen plays, you know, a 30-year-old? I don't know. Lives with his alcoholic mom. It's like everything's just slightly over the top, which is how they get away with being a dark comedy. You know, I like it. It's a fun dark movie that I'm glad I revisited. And it'll probably be a while before I watch it again, because it has to, like, I have to forget enough about it to where it's like, I got to rewatch that. I'll have the feeling in my head, but I'd have to go rewatch and reevaluate my tastes. But Observe and Report, go check it out on Netflix if you want. New episodes of this show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week in advance over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Inspireddisorder.com for all of my original artwork, over 700 paintings you can buy now at Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!